Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out this morning. So I have to say this, it's not in my notes, but that, you know, this is going to be a state health department perspective of using GIS. We typically don't have the software available. I'll mention how we got the software. It's not as technical as the students have. I'm amazed by what the students are doing. So I just want to share with you how we have used limited access to GIS to do something. So first, no relationships to disclose. So the learning objectives are to compare the burden of fall-related injuries among older adults in relation to the population of older adults in legislative districts, and then to assess the GIS capabilities to develop audience-specific messages. So background, in 2013 and 2014, we have conducted legislative breakfasts to recognize Fall Prevention Awareness Day, first day of fall. And we really knew, starting with the 2013, that if we're dealing with legislators, they want to know what is the local impact. You know, they don't care what the state rate is. They don't care what's happening in other states. And at the same time, we had received a GIS training grant from the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors for heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases. And because we're co-located with them, we were able to access their ability to use GIS. And they received, they were able to pull the 2010 population by legislative district, both Senate and House, and be able to map that for us. So that's what you see here, the pictures of the maps and our state capital. Amazingly, 2 years in a row have been beautiful days in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So, but this is our non-GIS. This is what we go by all the time. It's our hospitalization data, and because of limited access to certain variables, we don't get zip code or anything. We're limited to the county level. So in this map here, the red counties are, 17 of them are significantly higher than the others related to hospitalization rates for older adults due to falls. For 2007 to 2011, this was for our 2013 breakfast. So, but here's our legislative, Senate legislative district. So we have 50 here, and the purple ones are the ones that have a higher density of older adult population. Just to give you some geographic, the white spot in the middle is Penn State University area, which makes sense. And then Philadelphia, there's so many little districts down there in the right-hand corner, you can't tell. We did have blowouts for that area, as well as on the west, the Allegheny County and Pittsburgh, so it could be seen. So pretty much, though, the rural areas are really where the older adult population is. And then we had, by House Legislative District, we have 203 of these in Pennsylvania. And again, we did a blowout of the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh areas, where you can see it's very dense. And but just it gives a little bit more fluctuation in where the population is within the counties. So we had all three of these maps shown to the legislators as they were at this one-hour breakfast, and were able to go, interesting, you know, where's my legislative district, Senate or House, and where's the county that I most relate to, and can do a little comparison. So it was useful in translating data for policymakers for the geography. And it was better than having some type of fact sheet there they could see and just see, oh, my rate is 17.1 or something. But it really showed a good comparison, especially if they have maybe a not-so-friendly other legislator and they can look at where their county is and do a little comparison. And they, like I said, they're most interested in what affects their own community. But this also prompted additional questions. And this is interesting. Now, I know these are small. I have handouts of the maps, or you can download them from the APHA website. But I've here circled Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, my home county, just west of the city of Harrisburg. And what was interesting was, in fall hospitalizations, they're one of the top 17 counties. But on population, they're just about average. So why is it that we have all these hospitalizations, yet we don't have the population? And that prompted, at the time, this was an effort between the Department of Aging and Department of Health to do these breakfasts. And our Secretary of Aging, Brian Duke, asked, well, where are all our prevention programs at? You know, what is it, you know, are these things available in Cumberland County, or is it other things like, say, built environment or access to services, or maybe it's just that there's a lot of hospitals here and everyone comes to Cumberland County for care. So the second year we developed this map, it's not well, we tried to make it GIS, and we had to use GIS, but it doesn't look like GIS compared to what, you know, the students have here. So we did a inventory of all our prevention programs. The black dots are a matter of balance program. It's a fear of falling evidence-based prevention program, recognized by the Administration on Aging as having the highest evidence. That's what the Department of Health promotes. And then the Department of Aging has the Healthy Steps for Older Adults and Healthy Steps in Motion. Healthy Steps for Older Adults does not include physical activity, but the Healthy Steps in Motion adds a physical activity component. Administration on Aging is still considering that to be promising. So Cumberland County has them all available. So it's prompting further questions about, well, you know, what else should we be looking at in the next iteration of our breakfast and what is available. But we still have about 21 counties that have nothing. So if up in the right-hand corner, Lackawanna, that's Scranton for those who watch The Office. They have all three available, but the Wilkes-Barre area right in Luzerne County, there's nothing available. So we're using this now to target where we're expanding to. One example, in Pennsylvania, we only have 10 health departments that are recognized by the state. So we can easily contract with them to do work, but we have a hard time reaching the rest of the state. And so using our tobacco program, we are targeting 5 rural counties that fall into the higher hospitalization range of those red counties to get our matter of balance program there and have it sustainable when we leave. So I also want to provide you our current map, you know, for 5 years. I showed you the 2007, 2011. We still have 17 red counties, but they slightly changed. I haven't looked at it specifically, but I just think that there was probably just a little bit of a sway, whether it was a coding issue or maybe there was greater recognition of falls or care. So we still have a significant amount of falls among older adults. And that concludes my information. I don't know if I spoke too fast or... But feel free to reach out to me if you want to learn more about these policy opportunities. We're still seeing how this resonates with our legislators. But for a state health department, this was a major step, both in using GIS and actually talking with our legislators at a breakfast. So, thank you.
Are there questions for Carol?
I believe it's the hospitalization data is by residents, so they reside in that county.
So you could have some of that where they're actually injured, but it could also perhaps.
Right.
The other thing is that it all the counties or the boundaries, the I can't remember is it the judicial boundary or whatever.
Legislative. Some of them are real in meaning that, you know, tax-based stuff. Thank you. Thanks.